The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp.
Nothing like a chimp to liven up a radio show.
Easy there, Gogo. Gogo, no. No, Gogo, no. Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Wow. I can't believe we still play that Gogo thing.
Well,
as we know, Gogo is no longer with us.
I know.
It's so funny because he was a chimp.
He was.
But at the end of his life, he was just very down. And we know that... he died by his own hand, which is very rare for an animal.
His own paw, maybe.
It's, well, he had a lot of stuff with Todd, a lot of issues. We can't go into
Now,
listen,
no,
this is a happy...
Yes, it's Thanksgiving.
I want to say, by the way, hour one, if you missed hour one, sometimes we do programs that I'm in awe that I get to have these conversations. And in fact, right now, we're going to play the second half of the conversation with David Bennett. He wrote a book called A War of Loves. He's a same-sex attracted man, Christian, who has so beautifully dealt with this challenge in his life. It is just something I want everybody to understand what people go through. It's easy for us to talk about people, but when you know somebody who is dealing with this or when you are yourself dealing with this, you understand it is a tremendous challenge and a burden. And so it's not easy for us to ask somebody, it's like, oh, just be celibate, because we live in a very, very sick culture that is so sexualized. I mean, 100 years ago, it was a whole different universe. But today, all people seem to think about is, you know, how they can please themselves, because this is the most important thing in the world, suddenly, thanks to Freud. And it really produced a sick culture. And so folks like David Bennett struggle in a way that they would not have struggled in past generations, I think. But his story, I want to get these stories out, because the mainstream media does not talk about this. In other words, they keep putting out their official narrative.
Right.
And the official narrative for many, many decades is those people are weird and funny and we're not really going to talk about it. We'll joke around it. And then suddenly they decided, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And by the way, if you have a flicker of same-sex attraction, you must dive into that and don't look back. It's the greatest thing ever. And if you said, well, but I'm also sometimes attracted to women, they say, no, that's wrong. You're gay, and go forward with it. The mainstream media creates these narratives that are just wrong. They're false.
Yeah.
And they don't care about nuance. They don't care about the variegated experiences of human beings. And so they put out these narratives and they're very tough about it. In other words, they don't brook dissent. And if you dissent from the narrative, they will punish you. And I think that the people who really get hurt are people struggling with same-sex attraction. And so I want them to get to tell their very different stories on this program when possible. David Bennett's just fantastic. If you listen to the first hour, you know you can't wait for me to shut up so you can listen to the second hour. So I'm gonna I'm gonna get to that in a minute. By the way, I don't want to forget. We got a couple things to touch on, but I don't want to forget Hillsdale College. We often talk about this program on this program about the larger narrative. In other words, you know, when I talk about the mainstream media has a narrative or the secularist left has a narrative. What I really mean is that they've moved away from what used to be the reigning narrative in Western culture, which dealt with what we call the good, the true, and the beautiful. Right? We don't just talk about God. We say, who is this God? Well, anything that is good and true and beautiful is from that God. He is the author of those things. That's one of the ways we can know Him. And obviously, not only are you not picking that up in the pop culture, but you're certainly not getting it as you might have in the past in your schooling. And you're definitely not getting it on the undergraduate level. If you got it in school on any level, then when you go to college, they unteach it. And that's kind of what happened to me at Yale. It's why I often say that I'm not a fan of Yale and those places, right? So who am I, of whom am I a fan? Well, I've mentioned those colleges on this program many times, the King's College. There's a number of colleges. I want to talk to you today about one of them that's at the top of the heap, Hillsdale College. They get this idea of the good, the true, and the beautiful. It really used to be a common idea, as I said. And young people, college students, would study a comprehensive, let's say, core curriculum where everything you studied would point to these ideas, whether it was philosophy, politics, biology, literature, history, and specifically theology also. But that's no longer the case. But I can tell you where it is the case, and that is, did you guess, Hillsdale College. It's amazing, but all of the students at Hillsdale, all of them, doesn't matter what their major is, they study a core curriculum that focuses on this. So when they graduate, they understand it's not just about being smart. It's about character. It's about understanding these things. This is the core curriculum that they have at Hillsdale for every single student to develop a moral and intellectual virtue. So they can imagine that virtue, so they can understand the good, the true, and the beautiful. So you can find out more about what education is meant to be at metaxasforhillsdale.com. That's metaxasforhillsdale.com. I am so happy that they exist and that they're sponsors of this program.
Yes.
Okay, so Albin, yes. Today is Tuesday,
it
November
is.
20th. Now, yesterday, I can't – if you are interested in yoga, a lot of people are interested in yoga, you must listen to Hour 2 yesterday with our friend Ken Fish. There's been some controversy on my Facebook page on this subject. I am extremely wary of yoga because I know the spiritual roots are very dark. And in the West, we tend to drift away and kind of pretend, oh, no, no, it's just about stretching and stuff. Well, it's not. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not possible for people to do it and be safe from demonic spiritual influences. But I wouldn't take it lightly. So if you want to know more about that, yesterday we had Ken Fish for the hour talking about that. And I really thought it was wonderful. And then before that, we had an hour with Stephen and Joy Yoon, who have for the last 11 years lived in North Korea.
Yes.
I say these things because I'm afraid I don't want people to miss it. I know that not everybody follows me on Twitter or on Facebook, and not everybody gets my weekly email, which, by the way, if you don't get it, you go to ericmetaxas.com. That's my website, ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for that, because there's some stuff we do sometimes. I just want everybody to know.
Right.
Do not miss it.
Yeah. Larger audience is what we're looking for here. For some of these things, it's just amazing.
Well, I know. It's like I wish – that's when I wish I had a TV show, because I think to myself, people flipping around and be like, yoga, what's this about? And I think it really is there are a lot of things that you're just never going to – I mean, if you watch Fox News for the rest of your life, you're never going to see a show on the spiritual dangers of yoga.
No.
Right?
No.
If you're listening to Charles Stanley on the radio, you're not going to hear him give a sermon about the spiritual dangers of yoga. Right. And a lot of people would even mock my talking about it. But, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
I care about what's true.
Yeah, check
and I
it
also
out for
care
yourself,
about people.
As,
well,
the, as
yeah.
the kids say, right?
And yeah, not yoga, but my program.
Right.
And anyway, so but I think part of why we do this show and why I hope people will tell their friends about it is that I try to do things that are not getting out there, whether on conservative media or in the mainstream or liberal media. There are things like the story we're talking about today, David Bennett. There are so many young men in particular struggling, wondering, what's my life going to be like? What should I do? And they're hearing either a message of condemnation, you're bad, and having those desires is evil. And then you think, wait a second, we all have sinful desires. And yeah, the sinful desires are evil, but they don't have anything to do with me. I can choose to have God come in and give me his desires or to help me deal with these desires. I mean, I have a desire to kill people every day on the street, and I don't do it.
Because you live in New York City.
Right? So I was going to say.
Yeah.
And specifically one guy. No. But I mean, I'm just saying that it's not about being gay. There's no such thing as being gay any more than it's like, I'm an adulterer because my mind has strayed, you know, that doesn't make you that.
Right.
And that's what the reigning cultural narrative is. So anyway, for more on that subject, stick around when we come back from the break. I'm talking to David Bennett, part two of my conversation. His book is A War of Loves. That's what it is, A War of Loves. What love are you going to go with?
Right.
We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
I was only being a picture with all the colors I know.
You've wrestled with that issue for so long. You don't know who to talk to. You're too embarrassed to tell your friends or family what you're dealing with. You're even reluctant to talk to your pastor. I know, I was there too. But it got to a point that something had to change. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just to try it out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Let them help. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-942-4730. 800-942-4730. That's 800-942-4730.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to gogomeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain.
Hey there, folks. That's Glenn Campbell. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I have the joy of continuing my conversation from Miracle Monday. I hope you heard it with David Bennett. He's the author of A War of Loves, The Unexpected Story of a Gay Activist Discovering Jesus. What? Yes, that's the title. What a title. David, when we last spoke, yes, you said that you might indulge me. You said that we could continue the conversation because we did a Miracle Monday standard hour. You're telling your story. It is an amazing story, but of course it brings up so many questions and so much. So I hope we might continue. Where do we go from here? You said that you were in, so you've become a Christian, you're serious about Jesus, but you still are in the camp of same-sex marriage is good, same-sex is good. You're not thinking that I have to give up acting on my same-sex attractions. And so here you are now in Strasbourg, France, you said, 3 years into this journey with Jesus.
Yeah.
And did you lose many friends? It strikes me that if you think that the life, the same sex lifestyle is okay, that you're, I mean, because there are many people today who maintain that. They say, well, I'm a Christian and I live with my husband, you know, and we believe that that's okay.
Yeah.
So you did believe that for a time. And so I guess what I'm saying is that it doesn't really put you, that you wouldn't lose friends. People would say, well, you're the same, except now you're Christian, but you're not condemning me.
Well, you know, the Archbishop Cranmer, the English reformer.
I've read a book or two. I've heard of the guy.
You know the guy?
Thomas Cranmer.
What the heart desires, the soul seeks to make true, and the mind justifies. So I think my problem was that my heart wanted it to be that way.
Sure.
And it didn't matter what argument you gave me, because that was such profound importance to me. And what people, I think Christians don't understand, is that when we say to gay people, homosexuality is a sin, all they hear is, so I'm disqualified from the highest form of transcendence or meaning in life, which is a relationship with God. Gee, thanks a lot. And secondarily, I can't have a romantic relationship. That's the second highest form of transcendence or meaning.
Right.
So, yeah, like I'm going to stay in your presence or be your friend. Like,
right.
Get lost.
Right.
Right. You know,
of course.
So, you know.
You can't say nincompoop on this program. That's a swear word. Edit that out.
Sorry.
Okay. So, naturally, I get it. I mean, this is why I don't think many Christians have sufficient compassion to understand what you are asking of someone. To ask that of someone is tremendous. It's a huge thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to say to someone, you know, what you feel in your heart, you can't act on that, you know, but very few people in this day and age are going to say, oh, okay, that's a price I'm willing to pay.
Exactly. And so I started to understand the life of worship, and this is when everything changed. And I was with my boyfriend in a car in Sydney, Australia. This is, you know, before I'd been in France. And I remembered saying to myself, if anything gets in the way of the presence of God, I want it out of my life.
And was your boyfriend, at the time, was he any kind of Christian?
He was a kind of lapsed Catholic.
Okay, and your mother, I'm guessing, was not happy with this turn of events.
My mother loved me.
Well, but she loved you from the beginning. But I'm saying is that you become a Christian, she gets happy about
she
that.
She said to me something, she said, it's easy for me to believe those passages of scripture, and I believe them 100%. But for you to believe them is far harder than it ever will be for me. So know that you are accepted, loved, and welcome in the body of Christ. You can't be in leadership if you have a boyfriend or partner. It's not going to happen. But we will fight for you to be in the church. You are an invaluable part of the body of Christ. If we didn't have you, we would be losing our hand or our foot.
Oh,
you know,
you've got a wonderful mother.
She's amazing. And that gave me this freedom to explore with God so that it wasn't a legalistic celibacy. Because you can have bad celibacy, Eric. Like, you can have bad marriage.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. And so I'm in Strasbourg, France. I'm in my room, and I'm like, okay, God, I need an answer from you. I need you to, again, tell me, like, what is, help me to know what is right. And so I'm in a Easter market in Strasbourg with this celibate missionary who said no to marriage 5 times because she was called to be a missionary in France. And for the first time, you know, Gregory of Nyssa says, if you have an ethic without a living example, it's a dead statue. So here I'm seeing this woman who's given everything up for Christ, who's serving him in France, who's brought hundreds of people to Jesus in France. And she shows me that celibacy is possible in front of me. And I was like, maybe I could live like her. And so I'm in my room. I'm crying out to God. He says, I'm going to send you a birthday present. So on my birthday, this
God
book arrives.
Tells you he's going to send you a birthday present?
Yeah, like this, like, I'm going to give you an answer. Just wait, your birthday's coming. I'll send you something. That kind of sense in prayer. I was like, what the? You
know, like, that's weird stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
And then around my birthday, this book arrives, the only thing that arrives for my birthday in the mail. And the person who sent it didn't even know it was my birthday, which makes it even weirder. And I read it. It's Washed and Waiting by Wesley Hill. He's a celibate, same-sex attracted Christian.
I have met Wesley Hill. I haven't yet got him on this program, but I'm a great admirer of his. How wonderful that someone sent you his book.
The reason I wrote this book, A War of Loves, is because I needed that. And I want this to be that for many other people who are in my situation so that they can relate. And that's why I've written the book. It's not just about, you know, me. It's about people being able to come and experience this love that radically reorients everything. It's a new orientation, if you like, around which your whole identity is formed. And that's what was happening to me over these 3 years. And finally, this celibate missionary lady says to me, Mary, she says, David, homosexuality is not the way. No. She kind of confronts me. And I go home fuming and I fling the door open and I sit on my bed and I cry out to God and I'm like, God, like, you've sent me this book, you've like, and I just hear him say, I need you to give me your homosexuality. And I was just like, God, you can have anything. I love you. You're my Lord. Like, you can have my money. You can have my sexuality. You can have whatever you want. It's yours. And that's the first time I think I was really, truly able to say that. And the Spirit of God just filled me with the resurrection power from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. And for the first time, I was able to be celibate. And it just worked. And it wasn't like, it was a sacrifice first, a gift second. It wasn't like, oh, I just, everyone has this gift. No, I'd never had the gift of celibacy. I'm sorry. Like, it was a hard thing. And then it came. And God is a gentleman, and he loves us, and he knows when it's too much for us to bear. And so at that 3-year point, I had matured to in my discipleship to a point where I could give him that. And then I've been celibate ever since.
And that's about 6 years ago. Mm. It's so extraordinary. I'm so glad you had the time and I had the time to continue this conversation, because there's just so much more here. It's a wonderful story, and I'm thrilled you've written it, because we need stories like this. This is the kind of thing we were saying earlier, that the mainstream media pretends as though you do not exist.
Well, if
you cannot exist.
One thing, I think a question I have for the gay rights community is, I in many ways support many of the rights that have been brought through the gay rights movement. There are many human rights that I support, including like employment equality, all sorts of stuff. But that's good that I, as a Christian, I would be like, yeah. But what about my rights? I'm just as gay as you are. Can I not have the right to go to a church that supports my view of marriage and my choice to my sexual ethic? Like, why is my right not as important as others? And I feel often quite marginalized in that sense that, you know, I've lived on both sides of this. Do I have to lose everything on the other side? Like, can I not have the right to go to my church and feel absolutely no shame in being celibate and believing what Scripture says? And
You're asking, you realize you're asking more than many people are willing to give. I mean, it's that way. There's certain of those, you know, flashpoints. Abortion is like that, where people say, look, no, I cannot, you know, I will not cross that line. I don't have the ability to say, maybe even some abortions are not okay, that somehow they feel violated in the way that you would have felt violated. And so it is very hard. And this is the difficulty we face right now, because, of course, what you ask is right. But there's some people it really takes grace even to see that. We're going to go to another break talking to David Bennett. The book is A War of Loves, The Unexpected Story of a Gay Activist Discovering Jesus. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent. I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean...
Now playing.
What are you fighting for?
Gotta do what my father couldn't.
The movie event, 40 years in the making.
Drago's kid, it's dangerous.
Arrives.
You got people that need you now.
Creed 2 will make the whole family stand up and cheer. Michael B. Jordan.
We gotta do this together because we're a team.
Sylvester Stallone.
Now you know what you're fighting for.
What's your name?
Creed!
Creed 2, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
I'm just Eric Metaxas. I'm sitting here with David Bennett, the author of A War of Loves, The Unexpected Story of a Gay Activist Discovering Jesus. David, you were talking about that, how you come around to this point that you do think that homosexuality is not something God wants you to pursue in your life. And it's not difficult to see how obviously many of your gay friends would be horrified at that conclusion.
Yeah, I think it's actually been surprising to me because I didn't back away from the word gay, and because I've been in the gay world and I know that not everything in the gay world is terrible. I mean, I'm really against Christian dualism, like this idea that everything in the world's just evil. You've got to run away and be like these Essenes.
Oh, look, you're talking to the rare conservative Christian in America who would say, I totally understand what you mean. There's so much in the camp world that I just think is hilarious and wonderful.
Yeah.
But there are very, very few people, you know, who are going to get that, who believe what I do. It's just kind of funny because it's a pity that you have to give that up in a way.
Yeah. Eric, why would I give up something as important and profound in our humanity as one's romantic life if I hadn't have discovered a higher transcendence. I mean, I'm not going to sit there with my gay friends who are living differently and hold that over their head.
Right.
I'm going to just point to Jesus like John the Baptist and say, he's the Lamb. He knows, he has the answers. I don't. Like, I'm just a guy who's been touched by grace, transformed. Like, work it out with him. He loves you. Like, he's got it. He's got a path for you. Like, and I needed to hear that. And I'm saying that now to the gay community as an evangelist. Like, he's worth it. He is worth
it. That's the thing. It's like people, yeah. I think it's natural for people to say, I'm sorry, I don't think so. You don't know what you're asking of me. I mean, perhaps you do, because in fact, you have given these things up, but you've experienced the love of God in a powerful way that most Christians, and I would include myself in that group, have not experienced. You've experienced the palpable love of God in a way that most people who say that they're born again believers, that they maybe haven't had that incredible blessing. That's such a huge gift to get that.
Well, one of the deep veins of the gospel that I was able to learn through this experience was obedience out of faith through grace, as opposed to obedience out of law. And I think what the gay community has felt from the Christian community for so long is just obey it because it says it.
Right.
Instead of learn the life of worship where you get to give this beautiful self-gift to God and God gives you himself fully. And there's this beautiful kind of romance, this love romance that you have with God, this Song of Songs romance where you get to give your whole self to God. This is not about some legalistic, like, tick a box thing. This is about a relationship with the one true and living God. And I think that changes everything. I think
for many Christians, they don't have the relationship you've just described. In other words, they have a theology,
yeah,
an ideology, they have doctrine. But what you're describing is what God wants. He wants us to have an intimate, personal relationship with him. That is what he's looking for. He's not looking for us to agree ideologically.
You look at John Wesley, he's changed the face of the planet with the revelation of the almost Christian, the person that has all the ethics and all the morality and none of the reality, you know, none of the reality of God's love. And you also see, you know, in characters like King David, this very sinful man that stuffs a lot of things up and just gets it all wrong, but is a man after God's heart and chases and pursues him. And I think that's what we as the church have to have our eyes on, is that people, it's going to be a bit messy when there's new birth. Like, it's not going to be this easy thing, but it's going to be glorious. It's going to be fabulous made glorious. And that's my little hashtag. That
it's going to be what?
Fabulous made glorious.
Fabulous made glorious. Do gay people have to use the word fabulous? Is that part of the gig?
Well, I've now lived in Britain, so fabulous has become pretty important.
I know.
That's fab, you know.
I like when Brits say, it's brilliant.
Yes, yeah,
brilliant. Brilliant. Because we don't mean that, but we, anyway. Yes, quite.
Quite.
Well, you are, you're talking about really important stuff, and it's a challenge, I think, to Christians, because there are many people who have a very dry, hidebound Christianity, that, and because they themselves don't know the love of God, they can't share that with others. In other words, if you meet someone who's gay, you don't know how to love that person in the way that you describe, that your friend Madeline loved you with this passion and was willing to pray for you and whatever. But she wasn't put off by you. She was aware of her own brokenness and she had experienced the love of God, and so she was willing to pray for you. And I think that that's what the church needs to learn, is that if we are ourselves not vibrant in our love affair with Jesus, we don't have what the world's looking for. They're not looking for ideology. The ideology comes secondary or tertiary, but the love of Jesus, the relationship with this living God, that is the only thing that's going to get somebody to give up whatever sin or lifestyle, and we've all got one. So hang on. We're going to talk to David Bennett, continue to talk to David Bennett. The book is A War of Loves. Stick around. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, listen,
good.
I want to tell you about Relief Factor. We get these testimonials in at relieffactor.com Jenny from Texas writes, I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 weeks. I was hit by a car. It almost sounds like because she was taking Relief Factor. No, that's not true. She was hit by a car while walking almost a year ago. And she got to the place, it's amazing, where nothing she tried for pain relief was working. My husband had heard of your product, she says. We decided to give it a try. This past week, I've started noticing a decrease in the pain in my lower back and an increased range of motion. Hooray. I'm pretty sure Relief Factor had something to do with it. I'm grateful Relief Factor has helped when everything else I tried quit working. Beautiful addition to my natural therapies. Folks, you hear this over and over again. People have accidents. People have all these different things. Your life changes. Try Relief Factor. It works for me. I have aches and pains from running and stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. Quick Start Pack, $19.95. You'll know whether it works for you. If it works for you, it could change your life. I would check it out. I do check it out. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Transform your home just in time for the holidays and impress your guests with made-to-order custom blinds from Blinds.com. Get up to 50% off site-wide during the Blinds.com Black Friday sale. Take an additional 5% off everything with promo code SHUTTERS. It's never been easier to update your window treatments because these are some of the lowest prices of the year. Go now and get up to 50% off. Plus, take an additional 5% off at Blinds.com promo code SHUTTERS. Blinds.com promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of conservatives winning the war on issues like gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and the sanctity of life. We use our cell phones every single day, so why not use them to make a change? Patriot Mobile does just that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And for the entire month of November, you can buy one line and get another line free for 12 months. Every day, people are switching their cell phone service to Patriot Mobile, and they love knowing their cell phone company supports conservative causes they believe in. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, get the same super reliable nationwide service, and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com or call them at 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile. Come join the family.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional. But it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to David Bennett, the author of A War of Loves, the unexpected story of a gay activist discovering Jesus. What?
Yeah.
It's a crazy story.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Okay, so I have to ask you, what do you, I see when I'm sitting around with people who have English accents, I want to slip into it. I say, and I put to you, sir,
yes.
And I should like to put to you, sir, what do you say? What do you understand the Bible to say about homosexuality?
It's a great question. In the book, I have an appendix where I explore that. It was looked over by various people who are also scholars. And I, you know, what fascinates me, Eric, is bar, I think, basically one or two Pauline scholars today, there's not one that doesn't say that Paul outright, including in a faithful monogamous situation, saw same-sex activity as sinful. The reason they do that is because in the rabbinic literature of the time, which is all the, you know, rabbis getting together talking about desire mm-hmm. and what we do and everything, mm-hmm. everyone's like, no, same-sex activity is not the way of God. And Paul was a rabbi. He was of that ilk, and he was just reiterating a very Jewish view
right, so it's
of
not,
human
it's,
sexuality. And
it's
that,
not
that,
something invented by Paul.
Yeah,
it's
no.
a continuation of what the Bible...
And it goes very deeply into the theology of the whole Torah, you know, Genesis, of God creating us in his image, male and female. But he didn't create us in his image, male and female, to oppress gay people. I mean,
well,
this
that,
was before all of our desires... You know, I mean, I say at the heart of every human soul is the God-given gift of desire, which he gave us so we could love him as a free choice. But we fell, and our desires with it fell through sin. And we all experience in us now that fallen state. So none of us are reflecting male and female the way that I think it originally was meant to be. We're all broken. But that doesn't mean we can – that's a license to just do what we want.
Right.
You know, and so that's kind of the tension I strike. Yes, the Bible says no to same-sex activity, but the Bible says yes to gay people.
See, that's not only that, which is a huge point, but the Bible says no to all sexual activity outside of
marriage.
A man and woman married for life. Now, that is an insanely radical position in this day and age. I mean, if you said that 100 years ago, people would say, so what? Today, sexuality has been elevated to this grotesque position in our culture so that people can't even imagine. I mean, it's Freud has washed through the culture. People don't even understand what sexuality is. They kind of now act like it's everything.
But you know what I love about the Bible is it doesn't airbrush itself. It has all sorts of marriage situations that are all over the place. And then within that, the grace of God manifesting itself. And saying, actually, that's not right. But hey,
yeah.
come live this other way. And so that's what happened to me. And I think that is, you know, whilst the standard of the law is right, we can't live up to it. None of us can. So we're all instantly in need of Jesus.
Well, I guess what really the point that I want to make is that if somebody says, you know, 50 or 80 years ago to somebody who has same-sex attraction that, listen, you're going to need to be celibate. That was not such a big deal 80 years ago because there were tons of people who were celibate. There were men who weren't same-sex attracted mm-hmm. Who didn't get married and women who didn't and people taking holy orders. In other words, it's part of the warp and woof of the world is that there are lots of people that sexuality was not the summum bonum of the culture.
Exactly. Yeah.
And today it is so sick and so everywhere that everyone has this idea that I have to express myself sexually, it's normal. And you say, well, what? It's not normal.
Well, you know what? The gospel became such good news to me because I was reduced to my sexual status and orientation before that. My whole value as a human being was caught up. Did I have an attractive, intelligent boyfriend that loved me? And if I didn't, then I was not worth anything. And I got to go to the gym and I got to change that body and I got to get myself looking fit or I'll just be thrown on the wayside in the heap side of humanity. You know,
oh, that's so bleak, isn't it?
And that's what we're doing to each other. We're commodifying each other. This commodification of desire, that's what I write about in here as well in another appendix. You know, I wanted to write a book that, yes, told us what the Bible says about same-sex activity, but provided a much bigger picture that could allow us to actually understand that properly. I feel like sometimes we just get there and we leave it, and that's not sufficient to love a gay person. It wasn't sufficient for me. And so I'm 100% like with the Bible on that, but I also want to involve the whole anthropology of desire and how the Bible deals with human desires. And you know what's so great, Eric, is that these passages that say no to same-sex activity, 1 Corinthians 6:9, Romans 1, they've become my favorite passages because they represent my acceptance into the kingdom of God. Because it was people like that who were became Christians, the Corinthians, you know, the Roman church. Paul is like, yeah, come in. You used to do those things, but you don't do them anymore. You still have those desires sometimes. You're still washed and waiting.
Now, what do you think? Because there's such a spectrum of things that can happen in life. Mm-hmm. There are, I know people who once had same-sex attraction, and that's effectively gone away as they've walked in their Christian lives. So I know that that is possible. I also know that it's possible that that doesn't happen. Mm. And I think it was Rosaria Butterfield who made the case that it's not about becoming straight. It's about becoming a Christian. It's about accepting Jesus. That's the issue. It's
holiness.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. But I guess we're living in a culture, too, that says that if somebody has same-sex attraction and they would like to either lessen it or get rid of it, we're now having laws that say, no, you can't do that, which I find amazing in the United States of America. I mean, if I want to have my body altered so that I look like a lizard, that's legal. I can do anything I like. But if I want to get therapy for my sexual attraction, whatever that is, they're starting to put, you know, lines. It's kind of an amazing thing. We're going to go to another break here. We have a final segment with David Bennett. David, don't leave. A War of Loves is the book. The unexpected story of a gay activist discovering Jesus.
Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Sunshine Band. All right, Casey, tone it down there. I just laughed. David, we just have a few minutes left. It's such a joy to talk to you and to know you've written this book, which is going to bless innumerable people by God's grace. So wonderful. We were just talking about, you know, you've experienced the overwhelming love of Jesus, which covers everything, right? Yeah. And it's funny because you and I both, you know, traffic in the sort of Pentecostal charismatic side of things. We don't insist that people have to.
Yeah.
But it's interesting when you experience the palpable love of God in these kinds of genuinely miraculous ways. It seems to me that it makes it easier to deal with this stuff. And if you're going to a church which is theologically dry, where they're not open to that very much, that it can become difficult to overcome, you know, these difficulties that we're talking about.
Well, God was very clear with me that if I didn't foretaste heaven, I couldn't bring heaven to earth. And so there's this side of faith where it's ecstatic love of Jesus, this Holy Spirit power, this dunamis, as Paul calls it in Greek, the dunamis power of God is meant to bring that righteousness into us. We can't, Paul says, I work harder than all of you, and yet it's only the grace of God. So whilst we might be participating with the grace of God and the love of God, it's ultimately him doing it. And I just think, if you don't have that supernatural power, I think you fall into a kind of, using a theological term here, semi-Pelagian faith, where you try to
You
earn
really
it.
Are studying theology, aren't you?
I am,
I love
yeah.
it. When Pelagian comes into the conversation,
sorry, yeah.
I'm out. I'm out, folks. This show is over. Actually, the show is almost over. We've got like a minute left. My goodness. Where do you go from here? You're doing a book tour.
Doing a book tour. I'm off to Chicago next. I'll be at Park Community Church speaking there. And then I'm up over to Florida and Texas and Oklahoma City and a few other places. So it's going to be great. Thank you so much for having me, Eric. It's been a real pleasure to
talk
to you.
Well, it's an important conversation. You know, we've just got like literally a minute. And I think that one of the reasons I wanted to do radio is because I feel that stories like yours are utterly absent from the mainstream media. There's so many people struggling, confused, hungry for something. They don't know where to look. And they could watch TV all day long. They will never
yeah.
see anything like this. And they could pretty much listen to radio all day long and they will never hear anything like this.
Well, I'd say to them, if you want to know more about the love of God, go into awaroflovs.com.
Aha! See, we didn't say it until now. Awaroflovs.com is the website.
And that's where you can order the book, pre-order it before the 13th of November when it comes out. And yeah, I just wrote this to be vulnerable, to be real. This is not like, I just want people to be able to experience the love of God I did in that pub. That's what this book is about.
Who doesn't want to experience that? I want to experience that. I
Me
really
too.
Mean it, right? I want to experience it right now.
Yeah.
Really, David, just a tremendous joy. I'm thrilled that you're here. We've got to continue this important conversation as God allows, but God's blessing to you on the book and all you're trying to do. And again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.